You got some lip on you, Midget.
Well, these lips were on your wife's pussy last night. Why don't you dust that thing off once in a while?
Who's a hoe? Just a hoe. Who's a hoe? I said that you's a hoe. Who's a hoe? Who's a hoe?
With hoe tendencies, hoes are your friends, hoes are your enemies. With hoe energy to do what you do, blue what you blue, and screw what you screw. Y'all professional like DJ Clue, pulling on my.
What's up, fellas? This is Game Boy coming at you once again, live from the Game Club. For men, where real men talk about real shit. I got another question for you, fellas. Have you ever got with a chick and you knew she was a hoe back in the day? But you thought she changed, but now you find out she's doing hoe shit again? Or maybe you just caught feelings for a chick, and you thought the chick was wifey material. But then you found out she was actually a hoe. This ever happened to you, fellas? Have you ever caught feelings for a hoe? Let's just dive straight into the listener emails right now. Y'all ready? Let's go. Listener emails. This email comes from Ray J. from Silver Spring, Maryland. Oh, shit. Brandy's brother? Oh, different Ray J? My bad, y'all. What's up, Silver Spring? What's up, D.C.? I was just out in D.C. about a month ago, and I love D.C., man. I love y'all city. I got a chance to hit up some of your clubs. I went to Zanzibar. I went to H2O. I went to Lucky Strike, you know, that bowling alley slash club. And the highlight of my trip was that damn Club Platinum. Oh, shit. Club Platinum's like an all-black strip club. I think they call it The House now or something. They renamed it, but I think the locals still know it as Club Platinum. And it's ghetto as hell. It's right in the middle of the hood. It's right up the street from Howard University. You know what I'm talking about, DC? Man, those girls are thick as hell out there, man. Ass and titties for days, man. And they didn't even strip, man. They just came on stage already naked, just shaking ass and titties. I love that shit. But you know what's wild about DC? Outside of that strip club, I didn't see any bad women, man. I'm thinking, you know, Chocolate City. I've been hearing all this hype. Man, I didn't see any nice-looking women, man. And what's weird is usually when you don't see nice-looking women, you'll see some either like ugly or plain Jane-looking women with nice bodies. I didn't even see that in DC, man. The shit was strange, man. It was like the Twilight Zone or some shit. Maybe y'all can hit me up on the blog, DC, and tell me what's up with the subpar women in DC, man. I love y'all city, but I had a big problem with the women, man. What the fuck was up with that, DC? But I got love for y'all. But anyway, Ray J from Silver Spring writes, I've been with my girl for 3 years now. We love each other a lot, but recently I found out she had sex with another guy. This wasn't just any guy, this was my best friend. And since she did that bullshit, my life has been fucked up. I can't really eat, I'm not sleeping good, and it's constantly on my mind. I mean, we're still together for right now, but I'm not sure if I'll ever be able to trust her again. Do people make mistakes? Could you see yourself getting back with this girl? Or do I need to let her go? Ray J, Silver Spring. You know what, Ray J? This will be a great time for me to squeeze off a few rounds. Let me fire some warning shots. Where the fuck's my gun at? If a chick fucks your best friend or a family member, she's automatically on hoe status. Do people make mistakes? Yeah, they make mistakes. But damn, she didn't just slip and fall on your boy's dick.
Oh, God, there it is. Yes, yes. Oh, yeah.
Anybody who you have to see on a daily basis or on a weekly basis, that's pretty much off limits. You don't fuck with that. And she should respect the same code. Don't shit too close to home, man. That's usually some fantasy type shit. It sounds exciting, I mean, to think that you might fuck someone's sister or someone's best friend. But when you actually do it, you do a lot of damage. When it's just a fantasy, there's nothing wrong with that. See, fellas, your girl has a fantasy right now. Everybody who has a girl, She has a secret fantasy about fucking one of your friends or one of your family members right now. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's fantasy. You just never want to cross the line. Just like you might want to fuck her mother, her sister, her best friend. Shit like that goes through our mind all the time. But never act on that bullshit. So Ray J, you need to cut that bitch's rope ASAP, man. Leave that bitch alone. She's automatically a hoe. She exhibited hoe behavior. That's a hoe, man. Man up and drop that bitch. When you hit her doggy style, you like, damn, my boy hit this. I wonder, was her ass jiggling like it is right now when I'm hitting it? You know, shit like that, man. It'll fuck your mind up. And when that happens, she actually becomes your enemy. You may end up killing that bitch one day. You know what I mean? You never fully gain that trust back. And that becomes a dangerous situation. You're going to start kicking her ass and everything, man. Just let that shit go, man. And I'm speaking from firsthand knowledge because I actually had a situation similar to yours, Ray J. See, when I was 19, I fell in love with a hoe. Now, the big red flag for me should have been the fact that I fucked her the same night that we met. I was walking through the mall. She actually flagged me down. She was living with her mother, and she was telling me her mother was out of town that night. So we exchanged numbers. I went home, took a shower, called her up like, damn, can I come through? She's like, yeah. We watched a movie together and I hit that ass, man. It was within, 6 hours or so that I hit that ass from when I first met her. So that should have been a red flag that she was a hoe. But the sex was popping. It was definite chemistry there. So this chick looked exactly like Mika Johnson, old school porn star Mika Johnson. Some of you know who Mika Johnson is and some of you don't. If you don't, go look it up on the internet. Type in Mika Johnson and look at her picture. This chick could be twins with Mika Johnson. No bullshit. And I used to fantasize that I was fucking Mika Johnson when we had sex. I used to fantasize that I was fucking Mika Johnson. But if you know who Mika Johnson is, she's not the cutest girl. She's not ugly, but she's not cute. She's real petite, but it's something sexy as fuck about Mika Johnson. And Mika Johnson could fuck like a motherfucker. And so could this chick, man. So I was having a ball with that shit. Anybody paying attention how many times I just said Mika Johnson? Damn, I sound like a broken record. Shit. Mika Johnson. But outside of sex, we had absolutely no business being with each other. We were bad for each other. I mean, that shit was just banging, man. It was some bomb-ass sex. And when you're 19, that's all you base a relationship on, is how popping the sex is. Shit, if it's banging sex, you're like, damn, this should be my girl. So we were fucking like rabbits from day one. And we kind of had like an on-again, off-again relationship. You know, we'd go through these little breakup periods, then we'd get back together, fuck some more. You know, so only thing was she was a hoe. But I couldn't be too mad at her because I was out doing my thing. I mean, I'm 19. I mean, I was seeing other people. But one of the times we broke up, she did some real underhanded shit. I guess we had went through like a little two-week breakup or something like that. And I guess she was out at the club and she meets one of these dudes that I hang with on a regular basis. I mean, I guess they must have held a conversation and she was like, Game Boy is my man. And, oh, damn, I know Game Boy, you know. And fellas, have you ever had one of those partners that's kind of like a player hater type dude? He tries to outdo you on any fucking thing. Like, I've had two dudes that come to mind in my lifetime, partners that I hung out with. They were kind of like some pretty boy type dudes. And they felt like any girl that Game Boy could pull, they could pull. They had to outdo me on some shit, which is kind of gay when you think about it, because they had some kind of jealousy complex with me and shit. But anyway, this was one of the dudes. He tried to holler at several chicks that I had messed with in the past. But I didn't care about any of those chicks. But so I guess one thing led to another. They end up fucking. But it was on some real malicious shit because, you know, like if you want to fuck somebody's girl, you kind of do it on the under. You know what I mean? You're not all obvious with it. Next time I see this guy after he fucked her, that's the first thing that came out of his mouth. Oh, man. Oh, Game Boy. Oh, damn. I had your girl, man. I did your girl, man. Man, she nasty. You know, see, he comes in my face with all this shit. See, I couldn't really trip with this dude because, for one thing, I had never admitted to any of my partners that this was my girlfriend. Even though I had feelings, I never introduced her in that light because I knew she was hoe-ish and I didn't want to introduce her as my girl. He didn't really get a reaction out of me. I mean, I did care about the chick, but we were broke up. And I'm thinking he's possibly lying. So I'm sitting there listening to his story. And he's going into detail and shit, telling me how he hooked up with her. Oh, man, I hit her doggy style, then she rode me. You know, and she said that I didn't fuck her as good as you, but I still tore that shit up. You know, some real goofy shit. So I listened to the dude's story. I'm not really tripping. I called her that night, even though, you know, we're broke up. I called her, like, you know, did you fuck so-and-so? And she, like, didn't even hesitate with it. Yeah, I fucked him. So basically what happened, they both had some kind of vendetta against me. He had some kind of jealousy complex against me. And she was mad because I had broke up with her 2 weeks ago. So they didn't necessarily want to fuck each other. It was about me. You know what I'm saying? But ever since that day, she automatically went to hoe status. But where I made my error is, I never quit fucking with her. I mean, our sexual chemistry was so strong that no matter what we did to each other, we always end up back together. You know, and at some point, we really tried to, like, hook up. Like, we were going to really be, you know, like, boyfriend or girlfriend. And that shit is not possible. You can't build on that, man. That's automatically a hoe. Matter of fact, I tried to fuck her sister one time, man, just because that shit was still in the back of my mind. It didn't go down, unfortunately, but yeah, I tried to fuck her sister, man, just on some revenge shit. You know what I mean? I mean, I learned a lot from that relationship, and I learned about the boundaries that you don't cross. You don't cross those personal boundaries like that with family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, people that you're going to be interacting with on a regular basis. You just don't do that shit. Because like I said, that's a big fantasy type thing in a lot of men's minds and a lot of women's minds too. But there's just too much other pussy out there, man, to be fucking so close to home, man. There's all kinds of other pussy out there. It's just not worth it. So drop that bitch, Ray J. Thanks for the email, bruh. But a lot of women can't be alone. They always have to be with some man. So if you have a woman who has a lot of issues and can't really hold down a man, she's really a freak. She really wants to be with one man. Unfortunately, she's jumping from man to man every couple weeks or every month. So she automatically falls in the whole category by default. If she's with one man for 2 weeks, the next man for a month, and then the third man for 3 weeks. You know, within a couple months' time, she's fucked four people, and we're not even at 6 months yet. You know what I'm saying? So now she's looking like a hoe because she couldn't hold down a man. So when you get with these women, you want to ask a lot of questions. And you know what? Hoes will usually tell you what you need to hear. They'll tell you they're a hoe by telling you their past experiences. When you first meet them, you're not really judgmental. You're not a threat to them because they don't even know how long they're going to be dealing with you. So they'll tell you that she's got 10 different videos of her shaking ass on YouTube, or she sucks dick for gas money on weekends. They'll tell you that type of shit in the beginning if you just listen. You have to listen to what a woman's saying in the beginning. She'll tell you her whole story, man, if you just listen. Then you'll find out if you have a lady, a freak, or a hoe, or a prostitute. See, my biggest fear was that I was going to move to another city, which I have lived in four different major cities. Because, you know, when you're in your own city, it's a good chance you can ask around about a chick and somebody will come with the proper information about her. But when you're out of town and you don't know a lot of people, you could fall in love with a hoe and have no idea. I remember my first year of college, there was this chick, and I think they call her the head queen or something like that. She had a little nickname because she made a videotape with the Q-Dogs, the Omegas. It's an all-black fraternity, the Omega Sci-Fi. These guys made a video with this chick doing all kinds of nasty shit to her. She's taking on like 10 different dudes at a time. You know, they just taking turns on her. You know, she's giving one head and the other one's hitting a doggy style. It was like some homegrown porn. That's exactly what it was, homegrown porn. This tape got around campus, right? And even the people who hadn't seen the tape knew about the tape. And it came out that this chick was actually a nympho. I mean, guys were literally passing her from one room to the next in the dormitories on the damn campus, man. I remember me and my partner were walking through this dorm one day, and she came walking our way, and we kind of looked like, damn, that's the head queen. And we got kind of quiet as we passed her. And she had this, like, real submissive look on her face, like, oh, boy, here we go again. Because, you know, it's kind of a secluded hallway. She thought we wanted to fuck her, and she was going to let us do it. And we kept walking, man. I was scared to fuck around with that, man. After all them dicks been up in her, I was like, ugh. And I had actually seen the tape, so I was like, nah, I can't do that shit. But this chick was actually a nympho. I'm not calling her a nympho. She was actually classified as a nympho. But you know what else is wild? I saw her a couple years later at the mall, and she had like 3 kids with her, and she was holding hands with this guy. You know, it's like this guy had wifed her up or something. I got lightheaded thinking, oh shit, this guy has no idea of the mileage on this girl's pussy. But then again, none of us really do. Some of you are chilling right now with a chick that used to be a super hoe back in the day. I always had a fear that that shit would happen to me, man. That I'd go somewhere and meet the damn head queen of somebody's city and shit. But I don't believe that a hoe fully recovers, man. It's like an alcoholic. It's like day to day. One bad day and they could fall right back on a dick. You see, hoes are for everybody, man. A lot of people want to try to get with these hoes and handcuff them and try to change them and shit. Man, hoes are for everybody. It's like community property. It's like books at the library. Nobody really owns them. Everybody can use them. See, anytime you meet a brother who has a lot of game, he usually developed that game because he caught feelings for a hoe somewhere in his past. And that's my situation. I dealt with that hoe for like years, man, off and on. And it taught me a lot of game about myself. But see, I had to make a lot of mistakes to learn that shit. And that's why I'm trying to reach some of you young players early so you won't have to go through it. But, you know, I'm thinking actually it's healthy to go through it. As long as you do it when you're young and you realize your mistake and you don't repeat it. It's cool to go through that when you're young because you're going to learn a lot of experience from that situation. But like I said, you have a lot of repeat offenders and they become Captain Save-A-Hoes. And you don't want to go that route. And what's funny is you could be fucking like 10 different women, but when you find out your main girl fucks somebody else, that shit just stings, man. I don't know why that is. So let me hit you with the 6 categories to look for to determine if your girl is a hoe. I want you to evaluate these 6 things when you meet these chicks. This will tell you if she's a hoe. Y'all ready? Let's go. Number 6, she dresses like a slut in front of your friends and family. She's got her titties hanging out, ass crack showing. See, a lady or a freak is going to know to tone it down a little bit in front of certain company. A hoe is just being a hoe. Remember I said like every woman has that fantasy in the back of her mind of that she wants to fuck one of your friends. This girl may actually be trying to set some shit up. Number 5 is when you're hanging out with the chick, her cell phone is ringing, but she won't answer the shit. Cell phone is ringing and ringing. She looks at it and then just puts the shit back in her purse. Or she might get on there and say, let me call you right back. And then she hangs up. And on the flip side, if you calling your girl and she hits you with that, let me call you right back, shit, she could be taking a dick up her ass right then. You know what I mean? So look out for that shit. Watch that cell phone, because women will talk on that cell phone a lot. And if they can't talk on it around you, that's probably a hoe. She's covering up some shit. Number 4, does she have a tramp stamp? A lot of you know what the tramp stamp is, some of you don't. A tramp stamp is basically a tattoo on a female's lower back or on her ass. Now I've heard some brothers say, look out for 3 or more tattoos and shit like that. I'm saying it don't even have to be 3 or more tattoos. If she has a tramp stamp right on that lower back or on the ass somewhere, that's most likely a hoe. A lot of you have a girlfriend or a wife who has a tramp stamp. So am I calling her a hoe? Yes, absolutely. The last 3 chicks I messed with had tramp stamps, and one of them was married. So I kind of know what I'm talking about here, people. I've been doing this for a minute. And what some hoes would do is get a tramp stamp, but they'll get like some praying hands on it or like a cross. And when you ask them about it, they'll be like, I did this for Jesus. You a damn lie. You did that for Craig and them who's going to be tapping that ass next Wednesday. Every chick I know with a tramp stamp happens to be a hoe. Number 3, when she hears booty shaking music, does she automatically start popping her pussy? It's like if you turn on the TV, say like BET, or you turn on the radio and like a booty shaking song comes on, and she automatically starts snapping her ass, start popping ass when she hears it. Not like she's playing, like the shit just took her over. You know how women start popping their ass and they gotta look back at their booty and shit? If she's real ghetto, she'll yell out while she's doing it. Hey! That's probably a hoe, man. Check that shit out, man. Females will do that shit. Number two, if she always tells you stories about her friends and she's always telling you some scandalous shit, you know, like Keisha sucked the dude's dick after the club, or Nene wore a miniskirt with no panties on at church, shit like that. These are her girls, but they doing hoe shit. Well, guess what? Your girl's a hoe too. Birds of a feather flock together. Like I said, a lot of these hoes go undercover, and they gonna want you to be their man and all that type of shit, so they undercover with it. She knows these chicks for a reason. That's because she's a hoe too. She's just not gonna tell you about her shit, but she's gonna tell you about Keisha now. So look out for that. And number one, we already did a show on this shit. A chick with multiple kids with multiple babies daddies. If that chick has 3+ babies daddies, come on, man. What else could she be but a hoe? A chick like this can't be taken seriously. Matter of fact, all the chicks I know with 3+ kids have some hoe in them. You can see her track record up front just through the kids. She doesn't even have to open her mouth. You can see that she was doing hoe shit by getting those kids. So look out for those chicks with multiple babies daddies. That's hoe shit. Don't catch feelings for a hoe. Hoes are for everybody. It's like fishing. You catch the shit and you throw it back. Let somebody else catch that hoe. I'd like to thank you players for hanging out with me today on the Game Club. I want to remind you, hit us up on the Game Club blog, gameclub.wordpress.com, gameclub.wordpress.com. If you have questions you want for me to read on future shows, hit me up at askgameboy@yahoo.com, askgameboy@yahoo.com. This is Game Boy, signing off. I'll holler at you on the flip side. Peace. Make a bit angel. You keep putting your damn life in danger. Fun niggas about that slutty ass trifling crow. You gotta let a hoe be a hoe. You gotta let a hoe be a hoe. She's a hoe. D, how the fuck you know? Every time I see the hoe, she's with a new Negro. She's the kind of hoe that's bound to wear shorts up her ass when your friends come around. The kind of hoe that'll make you cry. The kind of hoe you have to call before you come by. So why you wanna kill when she says no more? You ain't the first to be dumped by a goddamn whore. Crazy motherfuckers fight over hoes, stealing for their asses and jumping out of windows. If a hoe won't I let a stanky ass go. Cause I'ma let a hoe be a hoe. Now do y'all follow me so motherfucking far? Yeah. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you?